Kilo Mahalach for Sefer Dvarim. Stam before we start, the short Mahalach and say that we understand what's going on in Sefer Dvarim. What was it necessary for Moshe Rabbeinu to go over? What was the whole inyan of the whole Chazar and Moshe Rabbeinu going over something, going over the whole Torah? Why does it start Eilu Dvarim Shadibel Moshe Kol Yisrael? So Rashi already says, while Kol Yisrael, Rashi gives a pshat that if you would have only been Machiach Mikzas, so the ones would have said, if we would have been there, we would have answered back to whatever. L'chein kinsam kulam. So Rashi had a kasha. Why does it have to say Kol Yisrael? What's the ending of Kol Yisrael over here? And Hoyel Moshe bears the Torah Zayis. Moshe Ben explained the Torah Kilo in all different ways. Pasha Zeschanon is the ending of Tefillah. I've asked before the ending of Tefillah and Torah. Why is that Seres Adibris to Chatzah? But Zeschanon is a Pasha of Tefillah. What's the Seres Adibris doing there? Bechlal, the Sfasema says that the Tefillah to go into Yitzchak Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't answered, and that was Kedei to be Mala all the Yiddish Tefillahs in later Doras. They haven't got a schus to be answered through Moshe Rabbeinu's Tefillah not being answered. That's how the Miskasha for Moshe Rabbeinu's Tefillahs, and it's Mala all the Yiddish Tefillahs. Also in Parshas Zechan, in the end you have Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Levisharecha, what's the Shaykh? So there's a few Mahalachim over there, but they're very important in the service of the Mahalach, that Sefer Dvarim, we know there's a klal, the Zohar, it's from the Zohar Kaddish, the Espashtus to the Moshe B'chol Dor V'Dor. Every door has the Espashtus of Moshe Rabbeinu, Espashtus to the Moshe Rabbeinu B'chol Dor V'Dor. In other words, there's every... Baranaim says that's why you don't know where he's buried, because he's in every single yid. There's a Bechina of Moshe Rabbeinu in every single lead. Every single lead is a chelik of Moshe Rabbeinu in him. Sefer Dvarim is where Moshe Rabbeinu is being mispashit in every single lead for his patira. And those, every single lead is getting a chelik of Moshe Rabbeinu. Every single lead has epis from the madriga of Moshe Rabbeinu, but every single lead. And that's the sort of Eilat Dvar Mashadim and Moshe Kol Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is now giving over his neshama to Klal Yisrael. He's giving over now this Pashtus of the Moshe to all Yidin. And that's the Tachlis. That's the Tachlis of Sefer Dvar. After the Kach, Moshe Rabbeinu was so Gohim. That's why it's a Moshe Gechidish. Because the Dor Boya Oretz Bechlal Nafshayach to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's what Sena says in many places that one really shaykh to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Dor Boy Oretz. So Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't be manning them so much because they already different Dor going into Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is a makom of Rishus, it's a makom of Gashmis. Moshe Rabbeinu is Kulei Ruchni. So there's a transition that has to take place, which is Pashtus of the Moshe B'chol Dor, giving Moshe Rabbeinu giving over his self, his Etzem, his Neshama into every Yid. So Eschanan is Tefillah. Tefillah is all the tefillahs that Tzibrachan and tefillahs of Yid are not answered, going into it. It's Pashtus into every single Yid, into every single door. Every single Yid, every single door. In order for Moshe Rabbeinu to get into every neshama of Klal Yisrael, he has to go over Mamet Hasina. Mamet Hasina is the mokum where all the Yiddish neshamas, Atzif Kol Adoros, were gathered together. So here, Moshe Rabbeinu is giving over himself to all Yiddish, to all Yiddish and Neshamas, La'erich Kol Adoros. For that he goes over in the whole Mamet HaSinai, and that's Parshas V'eschanan. In order to get into every single Yiddish and Neshama should have a chelik, should feel epis Samo to Moshe Rabbeinu's Neshama. And that's Betzim Nesod of Shema Yisrael. It's the Bechina of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, is also part of this Nakuda. It's something that only Yidin have. It's something that's a special. The pasuk of Shema Yisrael is a special. It's a pasuk of Mesiras Nefesh. It's the pasuk of the Yichud Hashem. It's the pasuk where we close our eyes. There's nothing else in the world. It's all Me'ein the Darga of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had nothing else. Nothing else other than Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's the union of the pasuk of Shema Yisrael. That we're scattered to Hakadosh Baruch Hu in a way that there's nothing else. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, the Goyim, have other gods. Hashem Echad v'Yimahu Yih Hashem Echad v'Shmo Echad. There's a certain Yichud Na'ol Yimayish Rabbeinu, and it's through the Koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu that we have that. So Parshas V'Eschanan, after the Aseret Dibros, after Moshe Rabbeinu's Meschabet all the Yiddish Neshamas, that's when we say Shema Yisrael. That's the whole sod of Hoya Ekev to Shema, and Ekev goes on the Ekev Zodom Shiyichud, that's why we say, and it's Mitzvah Shadom Dashba Kevov, it's going on the things that people tread on, it's going on the Nidrik, on the lower Madrigas. Moshe Rabbeinu is reaching out all the way, even the lower Madrigas, that the lower Madrigas should also make it easier for their Avodah by being Miskasha to Moshe Rabbeinu. And that explains the Parshas Ekev, the Peldik Zach, Vata Mo Yisrael, Mo Hashem Hashem, Vata Yisrael, Mo Hashem Hashem, Mo Hashem Hakech Hashem Hakim Niyiru. You see a lot in Yisrael, it says here, Shema Yisrael, Ata Oiba Hayom Esayad, and all beginners of Shema Yisrael. V'at Yisrael, Mo Hashem Lekech Hashem, it's all Moshe Rabbeinu giving over the Koyach to Klal Yisrael. Mo Hashem Lekech Hashem, Achim Liyira, Frey de Gemara, Ota Yira Milsa Zutrasi, is Yira Klein Azach, answer the Gemara, Ach, yes, it's Moshe Mitzvah Zutrasi, what does everybody ask on that? It's V'at Yisrael, the Pasuk says. Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to Klal Yisrael, and he's saying to Klal Yisrael, what is all Hashem wants from you is Yira. For you, Moshe Rabbeinu, year is a month, a key in the year. For the rest of Klal Yisrael, it's not. So he's talking to Klal Yisrael. Why is he talking in his madriga to Klal Yisrael? Everybody asks that shaila. It's Moedik. Because this is good for Moshe Rabbeinu is doing that. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying now, for you, don't have an excuse that Yerushalayim is hard for you. Because now that it's Pashtus of the Moshe, the whole door of a door means that just like it's easy for me, the Koyach that I'm giving you over, Klal Yisrael, is if you miskasha to me, is then Yerushalayim becomes to you also a Mitzvah Zutrasi. Also becomes a so that answers how he can talk to Klal Yisrael at the same time talk about a Madrega which is only by him, which is the Madrega of King Liro. So these are the parashas of his Pashtusa the Moshe Bechol Dor of Dor. So parashas of Moshe Rabbeinu is giving Klal Yisrael the Koyach. The godless of Moshe Rabbeinu was a godless that was mufshat b'chalal completely from Gashmis. He was ready to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu any time. He was ready at all times. Moshe Rabbeinu was completely mufshat. He's called an Isha Lekim. The koyach that every Yid has, that he's completely mufshat, that he has a koyach in him that's mufshat himself completely, he doesn't get davuk to Gashmis, that's the koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu gives the Klal Yisrael. You must understand that Yidden are going into an Eretz Yisrael. They're going into a mokim which is Rishus. They're going into a mokim where there's a lot of Gashmis. Leaving the Midbar, going into Eretz Yisrael. The Koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu gave Klal Yisrael is that Koyach that even when the Oisek in Rishus, even when they're going to a place, they can be mafshit themselves completely from Inyanim of Gashmis. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching. The sod of a Yid is that a Yid is to be able to be mafshit himself completely. In other words, when you're talking about Hoyach HaMadreigas, you're talking about how difference of Hasogas, like Kom Bisrael, Moshe Oynavi, Omos Oynam Kom, Manu Bilom. Talking about Gris Hasogas, there you can't be mavdil between a Yid and a Goy. When can you be mavdil between a Yid and a Goy? You can't even mavdil between a Yid and a Goy when he's Isaac in the Nyanam of Rishus. You see how a goy takes to an Indian of Rishus, and you see how a Yid takes to an Indian of Rishus, then you see the Emes Tekechilik. So this darga of Moshe Rabbeinu is completely mufshit from Gashmis. That's the darga Be'etzim of a Yid. That's the darga that makes the Yid so different than a goy. His gisha, his approach, how he goes to it, how he goes to Nyan and Gashmi. If he can go to Nyan and Gashmi in an oif that is mufshit from the Gashmis, so then. So then that means that he's misdavik, that means that he's dovik to the Koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's the Yisod of Shema Yisrael also. The Yisod of Shema Yisrael is the Yichud Hashem, where there's nothing else. There's nothing else. We close our eyes, there's no world in front of us. That Koyach that a Yid has is a Koyach that comes from Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's the Maisa that makes the whole Chilik between the Yid and the Goy. That's the Yisod of Shema Yisrael, the Dogish of Yid. That's the Dogish of Yisod. We discussed this often already, therefore after the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, a Yid knows how to deal with Rishus, that's the difference between him and a Goy. Mitvus is a Yid, look how he deals with Rishus. So maybe straight after the Pasuk Shema Yisrael, you have Shift Chavisacha, Belach Techa Baderech, Shavis Bidach, Belevis Yidach, talking about Rishus. Where's Chanan is Tefillin, Tefillin is Shah, is Chai Shah. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu is planting into Klal Yisrael. And this is a very important akuda for them. Erev when they go into Eretz Yisrael. So that's the koyach. That's the avodah of Chodesh El as well. That's where you read these parashas. The akdama to Chodesh El. Chodesh El is what Semer says. That the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah that Chodesh El or Chodesh Tishri Shittu Shittus is Rosh Hashanah Lamaisa Behema. What's it got to do with Maisa Behema? Behema is Gashmis, Bahamishkeit. Gashmis. So Semer says the Chodesh El, the person's tzimah to be mafresh himself from the inyan of Gashmis. So that's what these parashas betzim oisa. These parashas are oisik in that nakuda of how a person can be mafshit himself from a Gashmis while he's still living in Chayisha, while he's going to live in Eretz Yisrael. To retain kilu kedushas midbar, kedushas life of midbar in Eretz Yisrael, that's the madriga where we got to, we came over by coming on to Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's a tzorich, that's a handoma kilu to the whole, to save Dvar. Once a person reaches that darga, so like the Tanya says that there's such a thing as klipos noiga, which is nyanam of Rishus, and be'etzem it's not a metzias in itself. It depends what you do with it. If you're malit, it's a malit the kedusha. If you're not malit, if you have a shintav, it goes down into the shalosh klipos atzmeis. So really, there's any number of shus. There's no real metzias on the yom rishus. Either you're malit, there's no staying there in yom rishus. That's mamish. What we're talking about over here. You move shit from that. So maybe you come to yom rishus. Maybe you're malit the kedusha. A goy, he has only his taiva in mind. He's married to the shalosh klipos atzmeis. Take a double rishus, give it to a yid and give it to a goy. A yid's going to be malit and a goy's going to be married it. So that's the difference between a yid and a goy. It doesn't stay. A rishus is something that doesn't stay static. And that's where you see the chiluk between a yid and a goy. And that's the pasuk of Shema Yisrael. That's a yid. That's the inin of a yid. How he goes, how be a guy tinshtait. And that's what the koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu is giving to Klal Yisrael prior to going into Eretz Yisrael, where they're going to be Isaac, where they're going to be Isaac in Yanim of Rishus. It's like with a melech. It's like with a melech, with a king. There's no power of him. I wasn't a murder malchus. I didn't behave like this. I should have given it. It's true as Azach. Either you're the 100% thing, or you're a murder malchus. A king also doesn't have a gray area. It doesn't allow you to be nishdus and nishdus. Either you're standing straight and you don't move, or you're gonish, or you have to get killed, or we have to do away with you. It's either or. That's the sod of Malchus. Eretz Yisrael Apikabal is Malchus. So the sod of going into Eretz Yisrael, you have to know when you're going into a dealing with Yanam Rishus, that's what it is. When you deal with the Rishus, you either marry the Malchus. What are you going to do with that Rishus? Either you're going to be a marry the Malchus, or you're going to forget. Krishna, we said, is Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shemayim. What's Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shemayim? You close your eyes. There's no Rishus. It's cool. A Yid Vashtait is in. Remember, that's the Sod of Pashas Re'ei, coming after Pashas Ekev. Even the mitzvahs Shadam Dosh Pakevov, even the Zachin that you tread on, even the things that you tread on the ground, also have to be in the Sallah. That's the Vot of Re'ei Noich 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 Nefnech Meyem Brocha Klolo. Svarim break down, Sephano. Sephano says, see the Brocha Klolo. There's no middle ground. It's not bracha, it's not klal. It's either bracha or it's klal. It's either bracha or it's klal. That's the sod of Rei. That's what that to be oike from the goyim when he came into Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is Malchus. Malchus l'shem tayv is a merida by Malchus Shemayim. So that's the Rei anoichin is nefnechem after. Dvar mischan ekev, that's the Rei anoichin is nefnechem hayem bracha klal. Coming into Eretz Yisrael, you should know that it's either bracha or klal. That's one piece.